Welcome to the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to help you find healing for your wounds, find hope in your despair, find intimacy in your loneliness, find refuge from the storms of life, basically to help you find a deeper walk with Jesus. There's one thing I absolutely know after having lived all these years now, and it is this. Our God wastes nothing. He does not waste our sorrows. He does not waste our wounds. And He does not even waste our failures. That's awesome news. Hi, I am your host, Dennis Jernigan, and today's podcast is the story behind my song, Hallelujah to the Baby Who Came. This is from the Christmas collection called The Very First Christmas Tree. This particular song from the collection was born on November 8, 2012. Chapter 9, verse 6 says this, "For a child will be born to us, a son will be given to us, and the government will rest upon his shoulders, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace." I wrote this when I first wrote the song so I could remember what God had been doing in my life during the time I wrote. For the past year and a half, I've been going every Thursday to the campus of Oral Roberts University in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and mentoring students either on song receiving or life or identity issues. On this particular Thursday afternoon, I had an opening in my schedule and just sat down at the keyboard and began to play. Before I even knew it, I'd begun singing a simple little melody and lyrics relating to the Christmas season. A baby came to earth, born in a manger, came to save fallen man. He came to be the solid rock where we could stand. And after a few minutes, I'd received the entire verse and chorus. And the more I sang the song over the next couple of days, the more it became apparent that God had given me a worship chorus for the celebration of the birth of Christ. The very next week, I shared the song and taught it to my home church, All in All Church, and the glory of God began to fall in the place. After that time of worship, Melinda, my wife, asked me this. She said, "Did you design the bridge so people would be led into singing into the Spirit?" I said, "That's exactly what I did." I know many people don't feel comfortable in releasing themselves in song, making melody in their hearts to the Lord in a spontaneous fashion. As the Lord inspired the bridge, He led me to use the words Merry Christmas as a part of that bridge, which are innocent and innocuous. As the various layers of melody and lyrics begin to unfold, it's quite easy to simply begin exalting the Lord with your own random words of exaltation. I mean, just telling the Lord what you feel in the moment. My prayer is that just as happens in my living room church, you'll experience the glory of God as you worship Jesus with this song. Let's simply celebrate Jesus today.
A baby came to earth, born in a manger, came to save fallen man. He came to be the solid rock where we could stand. A baby came to earth that Christmas morning, came to save and redeem. He gave His life to wash away sin, leave us clean. Hallelujah to the baby who came, who would lay down His life and then conquer the grave. Hallelujah to the Lamb who was slain, to the one risen King, Jesus Christ is His name.
This baby came to bind up broken hearted, came to set captives free, bring joy to the world, to
not stay in that manger, became the Savior of men. Laid his life down and went to the grave and then rose again. Hallelujah to the baby who came, who would lay down his life and then conquer the grave. Hallelujah to the Lamb who was slain, to the one risen King, Jesus Christ is his name. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Father, thank you so much for the gift of Jesus Christ. Thank you. Thank you for bringing salvation into this world in the form of a little baby who would one day take our sin upon himself, be crucified, go to the grave, pay our debt of sin, shed his precious blood, then rise from that same grave with resurrection power. Thank you for saving us, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Luke chapter 2, verses 4 through 7, you all know, but I'm going to read it to you. Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the city of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family of David, in order to register along with Mary, who was engaged to him and was with child. While they were there, the days were completed for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and she wrapped him in cloths, and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. Let's make the next few weeks all about Jesus as we celebrate his birth and all he has done to bless us. And how do we do that? Let's make room for him in the innermost depths of our being, in every area and in every aspect of our lives. Merry Christmas, y'all. Well, today's episode of the Dennis Dernigan Podcast is brought to you by mpdesignsjewelry.com. At mpdesignsjewelry.com, you'll find beautifully crafted, one-of-a-kind jewelry, or you can have the artist and my beautiful, amazing wife, Melinda, create a special piece for that someone special in your life. Now, if you enjoy these podcasts, please consider leaving a review on iTunes or wherever you listen. Your reviews really do go a long way in helping get the word out about the Dennis Dernigan Podcast. And if you don't mind, right now, just take a couple of minutes and leave me a review. Would you do that? To help with the ongoing creation of this podcast, would you also consider becoming a member of my team? If so, just go to www.patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan to find out more. That's patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan. And there is actually one more way you can give toward the work of ministry God has called me to. Just go to allinallchurch.com and click the Donate Online button. It's simple and easy, and you might just be encouraged by one of the teaching blogs I've posted there. Check it out, allinallchurch.com. And don't forget to pick up a copy of my brand new book called Daily Devotions for Kingdom Seekers, Volume 2. Daily Devotions for Kingdom Seekers, Volume 2 is available anywhere you buy books online, or you can just click the link provided in the podcast notes and order your own copy today. Thank you so much for joining me here on the Dennis Dernigan Podcast. If you'd like more information on me or my story or my music, you can go to DennisDernigan.com. You can also follow me on Facebook. You can follow me on Instagram. You can find me on iTunes. And if you'd like an MP3 of the song Hallelujah to the Baby Who Came from the Christmas collection called The Very First Christmas Tree, just go to the store at DennisDernigan.com. And if you remember nothing else from today's podcast, remember this: God loves you, and so do I. Now go and be who Father says you are.